You're listening to the vibes of Benji B.
Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
This show contains bad language. If you don't like it, head to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and check out another show.
You're listening to BBC Radio 1 Wednesday night. Benji B back at the controls, special edition XL Records label focus. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be guiding you through one of the most influential record labels of my lifetime with special guest Richard Russell in the studio. It's an XL takeover. Welcome along.
Thank you.
that's definitely a way to kick off a radio show. My thanks as always to Hugh Stevens and to Chrissy Chris for the last 2 hours. You got Benji B on BBC Radio 1, joined by a very special guest in the studio, responsible for blessing us with 25 years of amazing music on XL. His name is Richard Russell. Welcome along, sir.
Hi, Benji.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Pleased to be here.
It's not a coincidence that we're starting off the show with this era of music, because this era of music, when you were putting out your first records as a teenager, is pretty much the birth of XL Records, right?
It was a little before this. I turned up at the label about a year and a half after it started, and shout out to Nick Hawkes and Tim Palmer, who were the original founders of the label. And I actually had a demo for them that I'd made at the studio in the Tabernacle in Ladbroke Grove. So I thought I was going to get signed to XL. And when Nick said to me, this could be good when it's finished, I remember thinking, what? This is finished. what else am I meant to do? But I just sort of turned up and never went away. I never left, and always felt, I kind of felt at home.
Going in deep tonight, I warn you, but over the course of the next 2 hours, we're going to be representing some of the most important movements in UK music, pretty much from this period all the way through to the present day. You're in for a treat tonight. BBC Radio 1.
We were part of a scene, and this scene we were in really, it was a people scene, you know, it wasn't really on the radio, it wasn't really in the press. It was underground, but there were a lot of people were drawn to it. So with the records that we put out, they only had to work for us as DJs, but if they did, they really connected to people, and they used to end up going in the charts. You know, now it seems incredible, really, because it was underground music, it was quite uncompromising, it didn't really sound like anything that had come before it. Well, it did sound like a combination of all the samples that it was made up of. But obviously it was the putting together of things in a new way. And actually listening to these first few tunes really reminds me of like the massive importance of samples. Yeah. This one's really relevant because it's, you know, this is paid close attention. So this was Cool Keith out of Ultramagnetics in the song Critical Beatdown. I loved Ultramagnetics. Liam loved Ultramagnetics. We were big fans of Ultramagnetics. And yeah, so Cool Keith saying, I'll take your brain to another dimension, pay close attention, obviously fit in incredibly well in the context of a rave record, sped up over the reggae samples and the break as well. But that pay close attention thing is kind of, that sort of hung around as a bit of a motto, really. So that was like a natural name for us to call this compilation, but I kind of like that it dates back all the way to the start of the label.
A good introduction to the work of XL, obviously listen to this show first, but after you've done that, go and check out the Pay Close Attention website. It's kind of amazing.
Well, we're a very visual label.
Yeah,
that is one of the things that is definitely not something I ever set out to do, but I've realized that is part of music for me. The visuals are incredibly important, and whatever that visual is, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a conventional visual of like of a person, even, it just has to be something that goes with the music. I've always really felt that's important. And I think when like the world moved online, that suited us brilliantly, because I think the type of artists we've worked with, they naturally thrive where people can see them and hear them at the same time. So I think that's one of the reasons, as well as the website being brilliantly put together, shout out to Scott, that's one of the reasons it has so much impact when you look at that website, is this is all, you know, this is visual music.
What's this in the background? I know this is one of your favourites.
This is Rough in the Jungle Business by The Prodigy. The uplifting vibes, mate.
I mean, the important thing that you mentioned about, you know, loving hip-hop and that whole era of music that was going on at this time is that obviously you had the acid house movement, but this was like breakbeat. You know, there was so much breakbeat in this UK music.
All about the breaks.
Yeah.
All about the breakbeats. And you know, the genesis of the breakbeat being that, first of all, you had those wicked drummers playing on funk records, and then you had hip-hop artists sampling and looping those drummers, and then you had us turning up and putting it on the wrong speed. I mean, it was raw, you know, it was that raw. That's generally how these records were getting made, was hip-hop records sped up and put on 45, not 33. And, you know, we were trying to make hip-hop, just straight hip-hop records initially, but it was hard to do, you know, it was hard to do that in the UK, and we did it, but it was hard to do and really, you know, we had drive and we wanted to get places, and it was hard to do that at that time. But yeah, when we sped it up and put it on 45, and then and brought in that kind of more European synth sound with it as well as the reggae samples, and there was an energy in that, and we still had our, you know, the love was still in it for us. Whereas I think with the acid house scene, the more 4/4 thing, that was like less, you know, a bit less. It wasn't that it was necessarily less funky, but it was less raw.
Yeah.
You know, it was less rough sounding. And it was the energy of the breaks. That was what got me. That's the thing, that's, as a hip hop head, that's what got you, was the energy of the breaks.
Spoken about the breakbeat era, and then another era that you were super influential was, of course, UK Garage.
The thing with an enterprise like Excel is, if you look at it, you see the artists. That's right, that's what you should see. What's less visible is the staff, and actually that the staff is the driving force of an enterprise like Excel. It's about the people there, it's about the people who are working with the artists, and I am collaborative by nature, and I like working with people. And if I'm able to create a platform for people to do things, or help them do things at a particular time, then that's great. So something like 679, which came out of the Pure Groove Shop, was a friend of mine called Nick Worthington, who's still a very active and influential person in music. And this was all his, you know, his vision, and something that, I mean, I loved the tunes. But this was something that he brought to Excel.
Because I have the American copy, I didn't know that you put out Roy Davis Jr. with Pevin Everett, Gabriel.
Big tune for us. Big tune for us, and big tune for the UK, although it was an American tune. One of the records that gave birth, obviously, Armand Van Helden was very influential on this sound.
Yeah.
But Gabriel, Roy Davis Jr. was also incredibly influential. Just a sort, it's like a sort of spiritual masterpiece, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gospel record, really.
100%.
Amazing, amazing piece of music.
We should get into that now. You're listening to BBC Radio 1. Benji B here until 4. Special guest Richard Russell talking through the XL record label and, of course, the brand new compilation. Pay close attention.
Against law, 5 years or more. Now she wants a score and a half hour draw. That's the kind of threat that you can't ignore. That whole got you pinned down to the floor. But shut on foot, you said 3 magic words. When that's the one for the birds. When you said that, she forgot other ways. It's over, you better start buying the prayers. There was no intention of her being wife. Now she knows this, she's ending your life. It's a real shame you got hacked by the whores. It's a shame that kid probably ain't yours. Yo, some bitch, you know. Keep calling my phone. She don't leave me alone. She just moan and groan. She keep ringing me at home. These days I don't answer my phone.
That boy's some prick, you know. All up in my hair. Thinks that I care. Keep following me here, following me there. These days I can't go nowhere. Ain't that your girl?
No, I ain't my girl.
I swear that's your girl.
It ain't my girl.
She got juice up.
Oh well.
She got jacked up.
Oh well. I swear it's your man.
I ain't got no man.
He was with that man.
He was just any man.
He got hotted up.
Oh well.
He got whacked up.
It's Radio 1 Wednesday night. You got Benji B. If you just joined us, we're going in deep tonight. Label boss Richard Russell in the studio being kind enough to spare 2 hours and talk us through some important moments in music. And I've got to say, this is a pivotal moment for the definitely in the last 20 years in music, this tune. And one thing I wanted to talk to you about as well with XL was it's just like XL feels like a label that has managed to identify artists that are almost like an introduction to a genre. Has that been a conscious thing to want to identify crossover, inverted commas, level artists that can introduce you to a genre?
It's more been a case of looking for people who are original.
Yeah.
Where you thought there was that spark there that they were going to do their own thing, where they had that strength of personality and of vision, you know, and of character, really, where they were going to just do their own thing. And I guess as a result of it, now looking back on it, it's like, yeah, a lot of these people have sort of defined a genre, or like you say, been a big influence on a genre. But I think that's come through not thinking about the genres. Like rave became quite constrictive after a while. Most labels who are in scenes find that, you know, it's a great platform, but then after a while, if that's all you're thought of, you know, no creative person wants to be confined to one thing or wants to be stereotyped, then it's the worst, really. So, you know, there's more out there. We can do more than that. We could do anything. We could work with anyone.
So obviously the tune in the background is a pretty significant moment for British music, and also is a really significant moment in this building, because this is a sound that I totally associate with the exact period that our sister network One Extra was launching. When did you first meet Dizzy Rascal? How old was he? And what was it about him and his music that made you think, I need to release this? Because at the time, it sounds normal now, but at the time this was pretty radically different.
Yeah, Nick and Toby, they brought in the white label of I Love You. So Dizzy had made the white, pressed, Dizzy and Cage had made the white, pressed the white. And when I heard it, I was just like, literally like, thank God for that. I was so thankful someone had done that, that that tune had got made. It felt like it had been a long time in the making for someone to really make a record that original from the street here with the authentic voice and the production. Just had everything, you know. And Dizzy was 16. First time I met him, he barely said anything, and I just really felt like he was listening, and I felt like he had antenna, like he had an intense sort of bullshit detector. He struck me like he knew what he was doing. But you know, coming out of that garage scene, you know, it wasn't that smooth a transition from garage into grime. People didn't want Dizzy to succeed. People didn't expect him to succeed.
Laid back. Still alive. Get me. Yeah, I'm just sitting here. I ain't saying much, I just think. And my eyes don't move, left or right, they just blink. I think too deep and I think too long. Plus I think I'm getting weak, cause my thoughts are too strong. I'm just sitting here, I ain't saying much, I just gaze. I'm looking into space while my CD plays. I gaze quite a lot, in fact I gaze always. And if I blaze, then I just gaze away, I blaze. Cause it's the same old story, shutters run, there's cats and money stacks. And it's the same old story, ninja bikes, gunfights and scare us. Yeah, it's the same old story, window tints and gloves for fingerprints. Yeah, it's the same old story, let's investigate, now the air is great. It was only yesterday, we was playing football in the streets. It was only yesterday, none of us could ever come to harm. It was only yesterday, life was a touch more sweet. Now I'm sitting here thinking, wagwan, get me wagwan. I'm just sitting here. Scared my eyes might fall. I'm just sitting here, I ain't saying much, I just smile. It's funny cause I haven't bust a smile for a while. I'll smile for a minute, end up smiling for an hour. I'm scared cause it's sweet, but it could turn sour. Cause it's the same old story, strong intelligent yaks in hostile flats. It's the same old story, benefit claims and checks in false names. Yeah, it's the same old story, students true and learn the streets fluent. Yeah, it's the same old story, strange, there's no sign of positive change. It was only yesterday, we were standing firmly on our feet. It was only yesterday, girls were innocent, they kept us calm. It was only yesterday, there was less bobbies on the beach. Now I'm sitting here thinking, wagwan, wagwan, wagwan. I'm just sitting here. I've seen a lot of bullshit, I wonder what's next. I'm vexed at humanity, vexed at the earth. I keep getting vexed till I think, what's the word? I'm just sitting here, I ain't saying much, I feel deprived. I'm sitting here depressed and I don't know why. I try to pull myself together, told myself, fix up, fix up. I keep myself from bawling, but my eyes are up. Cause it's the same old story, crazy birds keep getting on my nerves. And it's the same old story, please don't give me no peace. And it's the same old story, friends slowly drifting from the ends. Yeah, it's the same old story, sus, there's nobody I can trust. It was only yesterday, after school we'd come outside and meet. It was only yesterday, it was all love back then. It was only yesterday, every sunny day was a treat. Now I'm sitting here thinking, wagwan, wagwan, wagwan. I'm just sitting here.
Okay.
I don't need no more talk, you get me? No more talk, man. It's heard bare talk. That Dizzy Rascal so rude. Half people talking don't even know me. I don't know what everyone wants. I do what I want, you get me? Ask no one for nothing, you get me? Ask no one nothing. I ain't everyone's friend.
Okay.
Okay. I don't wanna get vexed.
Okay.
That's why I'm just trying to keep my cool, you get me?
Okay.
I don't wanna lose it. Constantly got people chatting shit. Left, right, and says my bad thing. I'll never watch what I say. I'll say what the fuck I want. I don't care who you are. Nah, man. I don't care who I offend or nothing. I won't be signed. I've got a remember.
Radio look, one and look, one extra.
Okay. I'm showing you my life's more deep than you think. At nights I get a little less sleep than you think.
Really?
Something keeps me up, I can't even get a wink. And there's no point in trying, so I lay there and blink. I'm showing you I feel more stressed than you see. But my business is my business and I keep it all to me. I've done a lot of work for you to see me where I've been. But lately I sense you don't wanna set me free. And lately there's been controversy around my name.
Okay.
But who you off? Cause I ain't playing your game.
Okay.
No, my attitude, my language, they ain't used to it. But I ain't UK garage, so get me used to it. Cause I was raised an only child, not a brother, not a sis. I raised around hate, not a
kiss. Nah, before this, I was just a failure in the mist. And I made it through the funk. I can't let you take a piss. So, I don't wanna get wrecked. I don't wanna lose my cool. But I ain't gonna let that wear come around. Track take me for no fool. I ain't gonna let that wear come around. I'm reaching for my tool. I ain't gonna let that wear get flash or smash his head on the wall. So, I don't wanna get wrecked. And I don't wanna lose my rag. But I ain't gonna let that wear come around. Track take me for no slag. I ain't gonna let that wear come around. And run these gums, you're mad. Can't be having them think I'm fake. I'll make his family sad. I do the fuck what I want, that's how I got here. And I'll be damned if I let you finish this interfere. And if I have my way, you wouldn't even get near. I don't need your help, do I make myself clear? I know it sounds rude, that's because it's meant to be. Okay. I plan to be the rudest boy in this industry. Okay. Ain't two-faced, and I ain't one to gloat. Okay. If I don't like you, then I'll throw you to your boat. I don't know what you want, I don't know what you expect. But if I don't know you, don't ask me for respect. I don't give it easily, I don't give it much. And I ain't got a heart, so don't ever try and talk. All these pricks running round like I own them.
Okay.
Before I got big, I didn't even know them.
Okay.
I'll be doing this for a whole lot of years.
Okay.
And I'll be standing tall and straight when the smoke clears. So, I don't wanna get wrecked. I'm still gonna lose my cool. But I ain't gonna let that wear come around. Track take me for no fool. I ain't gonna let that wear come around. I'm reaching for my tool. I ain't gonna let that wear get flash or smash his head on the wall. So, I don't wanna get wrecked. And I don't wanna lose my rag. But I ain't gonna let that wear come around. Track take me for no slag. I ain't gonna let that wear come around. And run these gums, you're mad. Can't be having him think I'm fake. I'll make his family sad. Yo, I'm the type of boy that takes the bump with the grind.
Okay.
And I'm the type of boy to take your girl from behind.
Okay.
I'm the type of boy your girl wants me to be. Told me. So don't act afraid, cause it don't suit me.
Okay.
And you could blow me up and you could even shoot me.
Okay.
But if your girl's letting up, then it's my duty.
Okay.
I ain't trying to keep your wifey, truthfully.
Okay.
But it ain't my fault your girlfriend's a groupie. Be careful what you ask for, you could change your mind.
Okay.
And what you looking for, you won't like what you find.
Okay.
If you're looking for the gossip, if you're looking for the chat, I'll remind you the curiosity killed the cat.
Okay.
Plus, girls are telling lies and they're spreading like the plague.
Okay.
What else can I do except keep myself made?
Okay.
I don't know why these girls are trying to attack me, but I'm a rude boy. I won't let nobody trap me. I don't wanna get wrecked. I don't wanna lose my cool. But I ain't gonna let that wear come around. Track take me for no fool. I ain't gonna let that wear come around. I'm reaching for my tool. I ain't gonna let that wear get flash or smash his head on the wall. So, I don't wanna get wrecked. And I don't wanna lose my rag. But I ain't gonna let that wear come around. Track take me for no slag. I ain't gonna let that wear come around. And run these gums, you're mad. Can't be having him think I'm fake. I'll make his family sad.
Radio 1, One Extra, Richard Russell with me, Benji B, Wednesday night talking XL Records. Pivotal moments in the last 25 years of the label. Special edition Label Focus. If you're a regular to this show, then you already know the concept of Label Focus. But with a history like this, we are dedicating the whole show to it. And Richard Russell and myself have been talking about talking for a while, and now we're just doing it on the radio. So it's kind of cool to go in deep on music. And what I love about playing the music is how you're checking out each time. Like, he's just checking out completely and just getting lost in it. And what are you remembering every time?
I'm thinking, I was rocking out to this, I'm thinking Wiley is a genius. And a tune like this, the simplicity of it, the rawness, but it's so special. And it sounds so wicked now. And it stands up so well. And Wiley's like, I think he's like what I imagined the jazz geniuses to have been like.
Mm.
And so people are confused by him quite a lot. Because he doesn't do what's expected. But he's been a massively influential person in British music. And grime being such an unbelievable scene being so important. They've created an industry, really. You know, I was involved in the sort of more like struggling earlier days of black music in this country, working with London Posse, you know, who was brilliant. But, you know, I know who had a deal with Ireland, but it was very hard to really get across, however good they were. Yeah, I think grime just, it was a revolution. And there's an industry there now.
Introduction needed. Wiley's most famous white label 12-inch of all time.
Thank you. This is Fatima Al-Kadiri and you're listening to Benji B on BBC Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
Unmistakable sound of Thom Yorke, taken from the album Eraser, title track, released by XL Recordings. Subject of tonight's label focus with special guest Richard Russell in the studio. And amazing to be able to have a conversation about a label that goes from Wiley to Thom Yorke. But tell us about your work with Thom and how you first sort of came into contact. Because was Eraser the first record that you did together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did Tom's solo record before we did any Radiohead records. Yeah, I mean, that's been a privilege, really, to be able to work with them. And I guess that was, I kind of felt like we'd put a lot of good records out. We'd put our heart into a lot of the things we did. And so that was a sort of unexpected thing that kind of came along. But I just felt lucky to be involved with it, really, because they're obviously so great, so influential, so original in what they do, and so the fact that they wanted to put records out through us was just an honour, really. I mean, they don't need much. I mean, they're not in need of much help. The label is different, very different things, different artists we work with, different levels of involvement, different it just depends what people need, really.
Released by XL Recordings, this is Weird Fishes.
Larry Heard, also known as Mr. Fingers, and you're tuned in to Benji B on BBC Radio 1.
And one extra.
About Gilles Coheron.
Hard to sum up in a few words. Kind of came out of nowhere, the idea to work with him. I was a long-standing fan, sort of growing up on his music. Felt like I wanted to hear him, hear something new. Felt like he must have things he wanted to say. And went, you know, got together with him and put that to him. And he was kind of like, yeah, all right. He wasn't like falling over himself with enthusiasm about it. Gil felt like, you know, over the course of those 13 albums he did in 12 years, he'd really said what he needed to say. We got on well, you know, there was a good sort of connection there. He was very funny, Gil. Obviously someone like that who has that incredible legacy and this sort of, you know, he was extremely political and he's a revolutionary, really, and talked about serious things. And he was a serious artist. But I've often found with serious artists, they're very funny. And that can be quite at odds with their public persona. And Gil was very funny and very playful, and we used to, you know, tell each other jokes. You know, I took it upon myself to make the record with him, to deal with the music with him, to be in the studio with him and do that. I didn't feel like it was right to sort of find someone else to do that in that instance. And I thought it needed a level of commitment that, you know, I had to show that level of commitment to do it, and I wanted to do it. I'm pleased we got that done, you know, I'm pleased we got that record done. And I feel he's very present still. Gil was very into the idea of the spirits, and, you know, you're not only around physically, so, you know, I think Gil is a powerful presence still for a lot of people. And, you know, if you're into someone like Gil Scott Heron, you think everyone's into Gil Scott Heron. It's like if you're into Bob Dylan, you think everyone knows about Bob Dylan. Well, probably everyone does know about Bob Dylan, but if you're into Gil Scott Heron, it's possible that everyone doesn't. So when I found out that actually one of the things we were doing was introducing people to him, I was amazed by that, but I was also even more pleased we were doing it. I mean, that wasn't the reason to do it. It would never have occurred to me that everyone didn't know Gil Scott Heron. But, you know, there's a lot of music out there and he hadn't been active for a long time, and I think people did discover his work through us, and it is an incredible catalogue, and every one of his records is worth checking out in different ways.
Okay. Yeah, the doctor don't know, but New York was killing me. Okay. Bunch of doctors come around, they don't know that New York is killing me. Yeah, well, I need to go home and take it slow down in Jackson, Tennessee. Let me tell you, city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Bad city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Yeah, seem I need to go home and slow down in Jackson, Tennessee. I lay down, I stopped to try to take it on in. Yeah, lay down, to try to take it on in. Yeah, they got 8 million people and I didn't have a single friend. Don't you know, New York was killing me. Yes, I was standing there and dying, and New York was killing me. Seemed like I need to start over and go back home in Jackson, Tennessee. Lord have mercy, mercy on me. Yeah, Lord have mercy on me. tell him to bury my body back home in Jackson, Tennessee. Yeah, Lord, have mercy on me. Need to be back home, need to be back home, yeah. Born in Chicago, but I go home, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm born in Chicago, but
I mean, it strikes me that as a producer, in more recent years, you've worked with some heritage artists, some heroes, and you know, also obviously been lucky enough to work with Gil and produce his last work before he passed on, and the same is true of Bobby Womack.
Yeah, I mean they were completely different projects in every way, because Gil, I went to and suggested we made something, which he was sort of vaguely alright with, although a lot of the time he would rather have been watching the basketball.
Yeah.
Bobby, I was asked to be involved in what was initially just recording sessions that Damon had put together at his studio. And, you know, Bobby really wanted to, like, Bobby felt like he hadn't been heard and he had more to say, and he wanted the shot and he wanted to be out there again. And he wanted to be active again. And while we were making the record, he was like, we're going to go and play this live, right? And I sort of thought, seems unlikely, but sure. But we did, you know, we went out and did that. We went and played some shows and we went and did TVs and stuff and you know, and recreated what we'd done in the studio together. And yeah, that was an incredible experience. I mean, just to hear that voice in the room, that alone, you know, that alone is an amazing experience. There was so much richness you get from Bobby and all, you know, all the things that he'd been involved in. And the whole experience with him was just incredibly positive. And he was, yeah, it was one of these situations where, I mean, I was listening to Bobby Womack on Robbie Vincent's show on Radio London when I was 15. I got that voice straight away. I loved it straight away. And, you know, in between doing that and making a record with him, XL had become what it became. And it was a useful thing for someone like Bobby to have that platform to get music out there through which people also then discovered what he'd done before. And that was wicked, you know, that was an incredible, again, it wasn't something that occurred to me at all. But Bobby was unbelievably gracious to work with. I think I've been through very mixed experiences in the music industry, and you know, that's true of so many artists. And I think the 70s were tough, you know, the 80s were tough, and it's probably tough now, but there's probably a few more rules in place, you're a bit more protected now as an artist than maybe you were then. So yeah, well, you know, and we managed to make a record that he was really into, and he was like, well, you know, you guys just want me to be me. And that was unbelievable to hear, because it was like, well, what else would we be expecting? But I think Bobby had the experience of people saying to him, you should do this, you could be like that, you could be commercial like this, or you could be this like this. And he kind of got dragged around a bit, I think. So, you know, we just wanted him to be him and to sing, you know, he sung gospel songs, Deep River and Jubilee, these incredible sort of spirituals, which were important songs to him, but were new to me and new to most of the people who heard that record. And we were meant to be going back in the studio to work on more of those spiritual type songs at the end of this year. So I'm sad we won't be able to do that, but privileged that we got to do what we did get to do.
Which record should we play?
Please Forgive My Heart is a great showcase for Bobby's voice. And, you know, the writing that Damon and Bobby did here is quite extraordinary, I think, when you hear Damon's piano and some of Bobby's guitar. It's very sort of stark background, and it seemed to touch people, this song.
I could try, say I'm sorry, but that won't be quite enough to let you know pain that I feel, and it just won't let up. Oh, it feels like the sky is falling and the clouds.
Listen to BBC Radio 1. It has been an XL label focus since the beginning this evening, with special guest Richard Russell in the studio talking through this amazing compilation which features music by Basement Jack, Subtract, Giggs, Dizzy Rascal, Wiley, Gil Scott-Heron, who you heard just a moment ago, Bobby Womack, you just heard, Tyler the Creator, The XX, of course, Vampire Weekend, King Crawl. I mean, it's a really amazing collection of music. What's your secret with working with these artists? Do you ever shape a record, or do you kind of just tell them to do whatever they want to do? I mean, what's your approach?
In the vast majority of cases, it's letting people get on with it and giving them a platform to do what it was they were going to do anyway. I mean, a lot of the artists that Excel's been successful with, I think, would have been very successful without Excel. The vast majority of them. And I like working with people with a strong point of view, a strong opinion, who know where they're going. I've got a strong opinion about what I want to do, but that doesn't apply to an artist I'm working with. They've got a strong opinion about what they want to do. And I think the type of artist that maybe record companies traditionally have seen as difficult, that's our type of artist. Because I think normally what difficult is meant is people who can't be told what to do. And I think an artist who knows their mind and knows what they want to do, those are the type of people I think. This is XL as a team of people, I think, is good at working with those artists, and everyone understands that if you've got someone there who can communicate and has got a vision, then XL's good at helping them get it out there, putting it across in a really strong, undiluted way. And then potentially you are helping to strengthen that sort of vision while you do that. I don't think record companies have the power they used to have. And I think artists, if they go about things the right way, have a lot of power. And I try and look at things from an artistic perspective, and I think you can make what you want. You don't need an expensive studio. You don't need an expensive camera to make a video. And at a certain point, those things are also nice to be able to work with once you get there, but you definitely don't need them to get where you want to get to. So I think in that regard, people making stuff don't really, really need record companies. I think that's true. And I think what we do is like, it's sort of a small thing, you know, there's definitely no answers for anyone in what we do.
How many people work at the label?
At XL, there's about 20, and it's kind of been that size for a long time. It's kind of a finite sort of size for like a finite number of records. And then Beggars, who we work with, have a lot more staff besides. But it's set up well to work with a small amount of artists, of the right type of artists, and do a good job for a small amount of the right type of artists. But it does put out very few records, and that's how it has to be, because some of those artists have had a lot of worldwide reach and acclaim. I think people think the label's bigger than it is. And so, I always feel a bit perplexed about what it is you're meant to do about all the people who want you to hear stuff and want people to listen to their stuff. But I do think now it's really clear now that as an artist, you can build an audience yourself. It's out there for you to do that. The tools are at your disposal. The tools are in your pocket.
I'm a f***ing walking paradox. No, I'm not. Threesomes with a f***ing triceratops. Reptar, rapping as I'm mocking deaf rock stars. Wearing synthetic wigs made of anwars. Dreadlocks, bedrock, harder than a f***ing Flintstone. Making rocks out of fish bones. This jazz, we're trying to get grown. About 5'7" of this in my bedroom. Swallow the cinnamon, I'ma scribble this shit. My Sid is telling me that she's been getting intimate with men. Sid, shut up. Here's the number to my therapist. You tell him all your problems. He's f***ing awesome with listening. And this isn't a f***ing hotline for a f***ing shrink. Sheesh, I already got mine, and he's not f***ing
work and I think I'm wasting my damn time. I'm clocking 6:03 and going postal. This the revenge of the dicks. That's nine. It's the cock nine. This ain't no VTech or Columbine. But after bowling, I went home for some damn adventure time.
What you do?
I slipped myself some pink Xannies and danced around the house and all over print panties. My mom's gone, the broad will never understand me. I'm not gay, I just wanna boogie to some Marvin.
What you think of Haley Williams?
Wolf Haley robbing him. I'll crash an airplane at that Bob is in and stab Bruno Mars in his goddamn esophagus and won't stop until the cops come in. I'm an overachiever, so how about I start a team of leaders and pick up Stevie Wonder to be the wide receiver. Green paper, gold teeth, and pregnant gold retrievers, all I want. Money, diamonds, and don't need them. But where the fat ones at? I got something to feed them and some cooking books. The black kids never wanted to read them. Snap back, green chia f***ing leaves. Been a couple months and Tina still ain't perma f***ing weave. Damn. So I beat this shay up with a stack of magazines I'm in. Oh, not again, another critic writing report. I'm stabbing any blog and hipster with a pitchfork. Still suicidal I am. I'm Wolf, Tyler put this knife in my hand. I'm Wolf, Ace gon' put that in my head. And I'm Wolf, that was me who shoved the fame and all the hype, G. I just wanna know if my father would ever like me. But I don't give a, so he's probably just like me. A mother goblin.
Everything, man.
That's what my conscience said. Then it bunny hopped off my shoulder. Now my conscience dead. Now the only guidance that I had is splattered on cement. Actions speak louder than words. Let me try this shit.
Listen to Radio 1. You already know who that is. As signed and released by XL Recordings, Richard Russell, my special guest. Richard, thanks so much for hanging out for so long tonight. It's been really cool having you here for the duration.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying listening to all the music.
If you had to summarise the ethic or the principle at the heart of what XL is, how would you summarise that?
Originality. Musicians who are artistic. You know, the term recording artist is used quite loosely and generously, I think. I don't think everyone who gets a record deal is really an artist. I think being an artist is about having an uncompromising way of looking at things and, well, the type of artist that I connect to anyway is, you know, having a sort of a vision for how you do it and it being like, this is how it's going. And this might not be obvious. And, you know, this isn't for US radio or whatever are the things that people might think about. And then if you end up there, wicked. You've done it on your terms. And I think if you don't end up there, but you've done it on your terms, you potentially still have something to show for that as well. You know, which is maintaining the integrity of what it was you set out to do in the first place.
Just one more night. I can lay inside. I can't do better. Just one more night. I wanna be with you. I wanna be you. I hope you feel used and cope the way you do. Should conjure up abuse to let your loss slip to lose. Just forget the muse.
There's no new news here.
This world, it doesn't hold a fear. This girl, she doesn't hold a tear in my head. The brain lives on, but the vibes are dead. Corrosively tread through, emotionally spoon-fed purpose. Tell me, is the worthless a surplus, black white surface? Help me, is the worthless
a surplus, black white purpose? Help me, is the worthless.
Waffle inside. Can't you bet just one more night?
Wish me to stay away, but no sign tells me to stay when others say.
Some cats flee to the sea on the lap of deceit. When true blue love meets, this faith will dissolve. This melting control can be sold. The soft touch, the holds, the souls to one another, dear lover, dear brother. Is there still life to be lived in hell? Can we lose our emotions and still live well? Or can you tell that this faith has changed? It's heart and brain pain, two separate ways. Can you tell that this faith has changed? It's heart and brain and pain, two separate ways. I can stay in your mind. Wish me to stray away, but leave me no sign. Tell me to stay when others say. I could stay in your mind. Wish me to stray away, but leave me no sign. Tells me to stay when others say. I can stay in your mind. Wish me to stray away. Believe me, no sign tells me to stay when others say.
This is King Krewel, and you're listening to Radio 1 1 Extra. And this is the Benji B Show. Bow.
One of our favourite artists on this show, definitely over the last few years, is a young man called Archie. We know him as King Krewel. And it's amazing that someone as young as that is making music that's just so, sort of has such specific reference points, but almost is as much about everything that you could hear on this radio show as it is about punk and the Clash. And
well, like, I don't know if he is an intentional leader, but he is a leader.
No doubt.
He seems to do everything in a very relaxed and casual way, but he's clearly enormously influential. I don't know where the wider world is of that as yet. Doesn't really matter at this stage. he's just doing something different. I mean, it's interesting when like you hear, you only need to hear like a note of the guitar, you know it's him.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's even going beyond when you hear someone's voice and you know it's them. He's just got such an abundance of uniqueness to what he does. And yeah, I love the influence that he is on other musicians. He's like a really sort of, that's great. That's who people are looking to, you know, for cues. But he does seem to do it all in a particularly nonchalant way. He's cool.
See, my eyes can't see clear, 'cause they're coated in fear. Shot down the left hemisphere, and it sent me here to a pod. My intentions are fraud, or a fuck will cause no more, no less. Over there, there's a storm in the west. Before it gets the best of me, stress will be eased if you undress. Bathing no less, your soul. See how it grows cold. I need to go, for I lose control of my emotions. I don't want you to see. Soul drowned in the ocean, but my body spread across the sea. You see these eyes? Can't see my eyes. You see these eyes, girl? Can't see my eyes. You see these eyes, girl? Can't see my eyes. They open wide, shut and tight. Well, I know you are fake. I'm the same. What brought me at the stake? Are you content with this game? Are you content with what you made? And when there was days of dark, were you witness when I was torn apart by my own hands and my own heart? Let me tell you, girl, there's no room to leave a mark. See, it's all just fine if you think it's okay. When at your back, you think it's great. What can I say? What's there to say? Well, your brains bring the wet wipes for the star signs. And we knew that tonight would be just fine. This ain't a sign. It's okay, that it's divine. But what can I say? Where your brains bring the wet wipes. I brought the star signs. We knew that tonight would be just fine. I was advised by the love of my life, bathed in the core of strife, and it was born inside my urge to purge so bold. I need the warmth of a brother to hold. I need the warmth of your mother to hold me down. So hold me down if you hear that sound. Came from 6 feet beneath this ground. Let me lay here. Girl, let me lay here. For a little while, they fear. You see these eyes, they sense a light that could be near. Can't see my eyes.
Did you have any sort of vision 25 years ago that eventually, you know, it would become a album artist label?
Well, I don't think I knew what I was doing until very recently, and very recently, I don't think I've known what I was doing, if that makes sense. I mean, I just think I look back and I think, you know, there were the decisions you make along the way, they're mostly made with your heart in the right place, and that's really all you can hope for.
Mm.
And there's just always something happening where I think, well, that's surprising. You know, whichever way it goes. And you can then kind of trace the threads back and you can say, oh, right, that's happened because of this and this. But I don't know, humans, I think we like to like connect our actions with the eventual outcome.
Yeah,
but
that's not
always the, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. There's cosmic forces at work with all this stuff. So I think all you can do is say, okay, we're setting out with the right intentions to do what we're doing.
I mean, do you feel like you've been sort of lucky that some of your successes have enabled you to buy that creative space or that sort of idealistic notion that we should only do what we're into?
Well, I think if you look at the people who were really good, they were always doing that.
Yeah.
And they were doing that regardless of their circumstances. And they might have been doing it in the face of very, very difficult circumstances, some of the people who are best, but if there's something you're compelled to do, you have to do it. So, I mean, I am idealistic. That is true. And I also realise that, you know, I'm in a privileged position to be doing what I do and for the label to be where it is. But, you know, we made a lot of hard decisions along the way and tried very hard to kind of stick to what it was we were trying to do.
XL is affectionately referred to always as the major indie or the biggest indie kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, interesting.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, the thing is, we're not a major, we are an independent. We're independently owned and we do it for the same reasons we've always done it. I think with the success that we've been blessed to have, people have kind of said, well, yeah, but it's just like a major, but it's not like a major. And this isn't even to say that I'm anti-major, I'm pro-creativity, you know, I'm pro-music, not really anti-anything, but the reason I think it's important that people think of XL as an independent and realise XL as an independent is because I think that's more encouraging for independence. And I don't like the idea that the independent label community, which is so important and so vibrant and so exciting, always was, I don't want them to feel like we're not part of that.
Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
Since you should have some to see you, I never knew where I was going. I went below what I was planning.
I know I've been gone a long time, but I'm back and I want what is mine. I know I've been gone a long time.
The ship was the love of my life. We went down to give you a night. I surfaced the memory shell. For years I just cushioned the down.
I know I've been gone a long time, but I'm back and I want what is mine. I know I've been gone a long time, but I'm back and I want what is mine.
How did you find J. Paul?
There were a couple of tunes on MySpace. Just sounded unbelievable. And he came in. It was my birthday, actually, and I met him. And yeah, he's wicked, unbelievable character. The music's out of this world. And, you know, in terms of like the pace at which he's doing it, I think only he could tell you about that. You should get him on.
You've been listening to a special two-hour label focus on XL Recordings with special guest Richard Russell in the studio with me, Benji B, on BBC Radio 1 tonight. Thank you very much, Richard, for talking us through XL. Congratulations on 25 years. Thanks for all of this amazing music.
Thanks for having me.
Up next, it's Early Breakfast. Over on One Extra, a chance to hear my show from last week featuring the Carnival Mix.
Check the track list, bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Well, I'm an equalizer, known to be graphic. I clear static, breaking up traffic. Move while I enter the groove. I'm on top and happy to prove to whack MCs who claim to be better than. No way, I'm frankly more clever than all of you, each and every one, my son. Pay close attention, I'll take your brain to another dimension. Hold it, mold it, shape it. You got a knife? Yes, I wanna scrape it. Up and down, sideways, anywhere I can. Be rude to you, but I'll rap and be crude to you. And eat up, toy ducks I beat up. I am the oven your brains I wanna heat up. Mega supersonic degrees, I come around roasting MCs with fire to burn the toy liar. Raw meat, turn the flame higher. Cook it like a fish, I hook it. For any beat, it's time that I took it. Right, correctly to the top, with the rhythm and as your head bop. I'm hyped for the critical beatdown. I'm attacking them, my job is stacking them. For every rapper, must I be smacking them once or twice in the face. With rough beats, producing the bass that blow out, cause power to go out. In a spark, I'm ready to blow out like this. Altitude level, reaching forth, stomping every devil in sight. You might just wanna bite my illusions, mental confusions. Your Omar scars I've been abusing, losing any rapper who follow me. Your girl loves me, now she wanna swallow me. Back up, move on to the rear. When I'm on the stage, should be clear. Speaking, going ear to ear. Places far, ducks would appear for the countdown. So you wait to rhyme and twist. Stuttering, uttering, parquet margarine, everything bothering. Another thing, you should have been a Muppet, a toy boy, a thin string puppet. I'm taking titles and punks better up it. To me, said G on the mic and I'm hyped for the critical beatdown. Here's the K, combine the double O. Swinging the L, I'm ready to go as Keith. Rap general, chief executive, plus exquisitive mandatory. Capital statements, I am the teacher preaching what makes sense. Class, you wasn't able to pass. For any germ or lice who come last, I'm boric. High computing acid, get off the mic and won't you please pass it to me. 412 check, give me a pound and lots of respect. No hands, you're disappointing my fans. You're on reverb and talking to cans. Hello, how are you doing? I come to wreck and parties I ruin with rhymes, pumping up smoke. These are advances making them choke and cough up. The hard-headed I saw from spongy, then after that drink a dungie. Roll the cess, the Buddha with the gungy. Puff up while I make tough stuff up. I'm cool, keep cold, ripping them seeds. I'm hyped for the critical beatdown.